In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The text for today's sermon comes from our gospel lesson, the story of the three kings. There's also the very story, the version we read on the Feast of the Epiphany in just 3 days on Wednesday. And indeed, on Wednesday we'll have a very small in-person mass, but it's nothing compared to what we do during normal times. In those times, the church is full of people. We have a wonderful reception, and we have excerpts from the Christmas opera from all the night visitors, performed by the combined boys and girls choir. And it is a festive and wonderful occasion. And that time will come back. But for now, with your permission, since it is the same gospel, allow this sermon to survive as an Epiphany sermon, as well as on this second Sunday after Christmas Day. So what is Epiphany? What is the Feast of the Epiphany? One of the seven principal feasts of the Church. And in many parts of Christianity, especially in the East, it is emphasized in a bigger way than Christmas. And yet for us Western Christians, I think if we're honest, we have to say that Christmas is more our feast. Our churches are full at Christmas. Our houses are decorated, and our minds and memories are full of joy. And sometimes sadness. We remember people that we've loved who have died, because, after all, this is a time of palpable feeling. This is a high sacred moment. So what is the difference between the Feast of Christmas and the Feast of Epiphany? Because sadly, often they're seen as opposing one another, or in competition. But you never have to reconcile friends, do you? Both are so very important. So first, Christmas. Christmas is, of course, the celebration of the incarnation of Christ. As I mentioned in the Midnight Mass, the Christ begotten in the night of eternity. Then a certain night in the day of the human calendar was what came to us in the flesh of Jesus of Nazareth and walked this earth, so that people could see and touch the love of God in ways they've never known before. And that we call the miracle of Christmas, the miracle of incarnation. But when Jesus came on Christmas night, he came in a very quiet way. He came first in a most intimate way to the Holy Family, simply to Mary and Joseph and the animals and the stall. In a very, very quiet way. And that's why the church, throughout the centuries, often in the time of Christmas, has emphasized the sacredness of Holy Family. How important the sense of family is. A human being cannot grow, cannot mature, cannot be nurtured outside a sense of family. I'm not referring to just biological family, but a sense of family. For some, it is a family of choice. And we often preach the importance of parish of family. I know a woman once, many years ago, well into her 90s, she had a dinner party, and she invited a certain set of friends. And she said, there's a reason for this dinner. My biological family is long gone, and I need a family. I want you to be my brother, you to be my sister, you to be my cousin, you to be my cousin. And she was serious. And she created for herself another family. One of the first people to die of coronavirus in this parish was a wonderful Christian, Joseph Michael Thomas. He was always, in addition to being the best-dressed person in the parish, he was also the one that arrived before anyone else on Sunday. He sat in the little side near the organ because he wanted to watch always the boys and girls practice before the mass. He was a great supporter of the music ministry for this parish. And when he died, a few months later, a prisoner came to me and he said, I'm having a hard time with the death of Joseph Michael. I didn't know him well, but I sat near him in the pews. And he said, you don't sit with near someone in the church pew for years and not have a connection to them. Wow. He was defining what parish family is. So at Christmas, we think of Jesus in the most quiet way, coming to us in a sense of family. And Epiphany is very different. It's very potent. Christ comes not just to the Holy Family, but Christ comes to the world with the star and three kings coming from distant lands. Remember, the kings were not of our Lord's creed, not of his blood, not of his kin, not of his nation. He came from all over, symbolizing the love of God in Jesus. Came not just for one nation, not just for one creed, but for all of humanity. Those who would know him, those who wouldn't. The love of God came for all. And so the story of the three kings of Epiphany might not be the story we emphasize in the West in our Christianity, but it is a very important, piece. The story of the three kings is the story of you and me. Because like the three kings, all of us come from various places to the crib of Jesus. All of us come to know Jesus in very different ways. All of us have a unique and unusual possible story to tell about how we come to Jesus. And like the three kings, they have a star, and we have a star. God never leaves a woman, never leaves any man without a sign of himself. Think about that. For all of our lives, God never leaves us alone without a sign of himself. We have stars and things that woo us and draw us to the love of Jesus. We have many of them. I never knew that Miss Trudy Styron was my star growing up. When I was a little boy in church, I belonged to a small Episcopal church, and the priest wanted to start a Sunday school. There's just a few kids that no one would teach Sunday school. He would beg the congregation to volunteer to teach. And I thought we were just a wonderful little angelic group of kids, but no one would. And finally, a 72-year-old woman came forward and said, "I'll try it." Her name was Trudy, and she allowed us in the South to call us Miss Trudy. She took us in from the third grade to the 12th grade. She was our Sunday school teacher. I never had another Sunday school teacher. We ran all over. We were hellions, but she loved us. She made us pray rings on our birthday. She came to our ball game. She came to our music concert in school. And she led us to the crib of Christ. She taught us the love of Jesus. I didn't know that she was a star until long after she died. But she was one of my stars, the sign that God gave me to know Jesus Christ. And there have been many others. What are the stars of your life? What are the signs that God has given you in your life? This is the day that we read of the three kings and the Feast of the Epiphany, that we are to take deliberate time to name the thing of the very sign for our lives that led us to the prayer of Christ. And then finally, the story of the three kings is the story of you and me. Just like the three kings, we journey to Jesus. The journey itself was a holy thing for the three kings. Now, when we think of journey, we often think of a life journey, a life location, or a long journey on a trip. But actually, when you think about the word journey, do a word study, it comes from the old Middle English, a Latin root meaning of the day. The French phrase soup du jour comes from the same day. Soup of the day. A journey actually often in scripture means the amount of travel one does in the course of a 24-hour period. And so really when we think about that, it's the building block, it's the 24-hour day. The day is the building block of a holy life. So every day we start a journey to Jesus, to the crib of Jesus. But like the three kings, we have obstacles. Like the three kings, life isn't fair. There are physical obstacles. There are Herod systems, political systems in the world that might trip us up. There are some days that are tragic and some that are happy. But nevertheless, we travel to the crib of Jesus every day. And every day, we come to a joyful end if we go like the three kings to the crib of Jesus. And we kneel, we give him our heart's desire. We bend the knee of our heart to the crib of Christ. And that is the chief thing of what Christianity is. So the journey in and of itself is a holy thing. So every day when we wake up, if we feel spiritually doubtful, spiritually dead, spiritually dry, let us close our eyes and just think, imagine the story of the three kings. Allow that holy story to do its work in our lives. And say, this day, this morning, this noon, this afternoon, and this evening, I will make a journey through sacraments and through my signs and stars and through prayer and through giving, through my capacity to love. I will come to the crib of Jesus and I will give them my heart. Can you imagine what it will be like at the end of our lives when we take our last breath, when we can say the hundreds or thousands of days that we've been given, each day has been a journey to the crib of Christ. I've given my heart every day to Jesus Christ. What a beautiful thing to say such a thing. May we be able to say that. And may the three kings and the story of the three kings help us to understand what it is to kneel at the feet of Jesus every day and to give him our hearts. Amen.